As I fought against folding under the weight of the threat of criminal investigation, I found myself thinking about my roots. I wondered how different my life might have been if my family had never moved to California. I was heading into my junior year of high school when my stepfather relocated us from the small city of Norman, Oklahoma, to Los Angeles, where he could pursue his new job. My mother married Steve when I was in the fifth grade. This was her fourth marriage and his first. They met at a neighborhood bar where my mother worked nights as a cocktail waitress, following her day job as a dental assistant and a student at Rose State. Before that, it was just me, my mom, and my younger brother, Jeremy. We lived in a cramped apartment, all we could afford. Our living room was furnished with a rocking chair and a wobbly roll-top desk. The desk doubled as a stand for a small black-and-white television set topped with foil-wrapped rabbit ears. We ate our meals on the floor, sitting atop a spread-out blanket. My brother loved to complain. Why couldn't we have a table like normal people? Mom made light of it and scolded him to get his knees off the table. Jeremy didn't laugh, but we did. My mom was always chasing a dream. In so many ways, she and I were more like best friends than mother and daughter. Often I acted the adult to her child. I didn't mind. I was born an old soul. Childhood games were of little interest to me. I had my own dreams to keep me occupied. In Norman, the highest a girl could aspire to was to marry a doctor, but I knew that living in someone else's shadow wasn't for me. From a very early age, I was determined to do something great with my life, and because I came from modest means, I knew I would have to work very hard to get there. Whether that meant becoming a surgeon to save people's hearts or a lawyer to spare someone from a death sentence, my purpose would be about helping others. I had a lot of responsibility growing up. My parents, high school sweethearts from the small town of Sparks, Nevada, split when I was 3 and Jeremy was 2. We lived with our father as Mom started a new life with an abusive man I hated. At 25, Dad was raising 2 toddlers and working long hours at the town's electric plant. We were often shuffled off to our grandparents' home, which I loved. Mom's second marriage ended after 6 months, and we began seeing her more often after that. Soon, Dad remarried, and he and his new wife had my half-sister, Jessica. Jeremy and I went back to live with our mother. Not long after that, she reconnected with an old beau and decided we should move to Oklahoma to be near him. That marriage also failed. My mother seemed to always be searching for the perfect marriage, just like my grandparents had, for 62 years. By the time I was in the 3rd grade and Jeremy was in 2nd, I was expected to take charge when Mom wasn't around, which was a lot of the time. Between taking college courses and working 2 jobs, she was away more than she was home, and it fell to me to fix dinner for Jeremy and me and make sure we got to bed on time. On the nights I was too frightened to go to sleep, I called my grandmother in Sparks, and she read us bedtime stories. I'm not sure how things would have turned out if it hadn't been for my grandparents. I longed for summer to arrive so we could stay with them in a real house with proper furniture and dinner on the table every night. My father lived nearby, so I got a visit with him and my baby sister when I was there. Dad was a good man, but strict with Jeremy and me. His rules became stifling, and I chose to visit during the fun weekends to the lake or camping trips. One summer when I was visiting them, I mentioned to my grandmother that we couldn't afford to shop at Harold's, the department store back home where the girls who were well off got their preppy plaid skirts and Izod shirts with crocodile insignias. My grandmother went out and bought plain, pastel-colored golf-style shirts and sewed crocodiles she had cut from Izod socks over the left breast pockets, assuring me that no one would be able to tell the difference. My grandmother was always trying to make up for the things that Mom missed because she was too wrapped up in her own life to notice the deficits in ours. I think she felt guilty that her daughter could be so neglectful of us. My mother didn't see that her neglect was taking a toll on my brother and me. She was trying to provide for 2 children with very little help. My mother and I were more alike than we were different. I didn't want her to know how scared and lonely I was as a child, and she didn't want me to know how scared she was raising two children on her own. We both put on a brave face for Jeremy and the outside world.